Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, it's Monday, September 23rd, and today I want to continue the conversation about South Africa's agricultural exports. If you have missed some of our previous segments, we talked about China being a promising and an important market where South Africa should put a lot of emphasis and the resources to ensure that we access that market. But today I want to widen this conversation and focus on the entire BRICS community, because China is an important part of that story. And perhaps this conversation is more relevant today because next month we will have the BRICS Summit. The BRICS members will all gather in Russia, and even the business community of all of these countries will gather in Russia on what is called the BRICS Business Council. And I think they'll first have the business meeting, and later there will be a political leadership meeting that will also take place there. And I think whenever we are looking at all of these engagements and international engagements as South African agricultural community, our primary focus is always on saying, can we see the opportunity for widening the agricultural exports in all of these engagements? Because if we are looking at our sector and we are thinking about years to come, as well as the growth potential, inclusion, expansion of the sector, we cannot have that discussion without a deep emphasis on the exports. Because with all of that which we produce in South Africa today, we are already exporting about half of that. And in 2023, that was about $13.2 billion. So if we are thinking about the expansion of production in future, and even considering a number of trees that have already been planted for a range of fruits in South Africa, there's a lot more volume that is coming in the next few years, and we will have to find a market for those products, which is why we keep emphasizing the story of the exports. Equally, if you consider the land that we have talked about, making a point that South African government in its land reform program, which has about three layers, land redistribution, land restitution, and land tenure. Under land redistribution, there's a program called Proactive Land Acquisition Strategy Plus. Under that program, the South African government has managed to amass just over 2.5 million hectares of land, which will be transferred to beneficiaries over time with title deeds. And we think that when all of that is in full production, it will again add to this volume that we have. And we need to have export markets to ensure that that production that will come up is sustainably, and farmers are well compensated for the produce that they will harvest in those fields, which is why we keep talking about the exports. Now, the BRICS community is an important one when you're thinking about the agricultural exports, because putting all of the original BRICS members together, let alone now the countries that were added in 2023 in the Johannesburg Summit, but the original BRICS members, those countries, they had a bigger market of agricultural products of just around about $300 billion. So it was quite already sizable. And if you were to look at it then, and I think this links to the previous segment, that anyone who hasn't listened to it, you can check within this podcast list and you will find where we talked about China. China accounted for a large part of that, about 71% of those agricultural imports was China. And of course, India, a bigger one, second, Russia, Brazil, and South Africa. Now, in those markets, then, if you were to look at it and say, okay, nearly $300 billion of agricultural imports in BRICS, what's happening here? But what was interesting in there is that the intra-BRICS trade remained fairly low. And the reason for it is not that the BRICS countries are buying products that are not produced within the BRICS community, but you quickly realize that there are higher import tariff barriers between the countries in BRICS. And sometimes when it's not a tariff issue, it's a phytosanitary barrier, which talks to how the product is produced and handled and all of that. And as a result, you realize that the intra-BRICS trade was fairly low. And I think when we are looking at these engagements and also thinking about these groupings and their sustainability in future, there is a need to inject an economic ambition, because it is through the economic ambition that we can have a sustained longer relationship on this, which is why my thinking is always that, yes, BRICS is there, but can we also see then about how do we deepen agricultural trade within BRICS? And this is certainly the theme that South Africa raised last year. And I was the representative on the agribusiness working group in the BRICS Business Council. And we continue to raise it even this year in Russia. And if you look at the themes that will be discussed or carried in the annual report, agricultural trade, deepening agricultural trade amongst the BRICS countries is one of those themes that we continue to put forward as South Africa and supported by the other countries that are there. The key thing then that everyone would be looking at is to say, but what is a tangible thing that will come out of that? And the South African authorities should continuously raise this, should continuously lobby for this. By that, I mean the governments, because the business is exactly what they want, to deepen agricultural trade and trade in other products. Because if you listen to people from other industries, they too want to see deeper engagement on that. But if you look at these products that the BRICS countries are importing, to say, okay, but what is it in that original member countries of just around $300 billion? It is around cotton, barley, dairy products, pork, apricots, peaches, sugar, wool, sunflower, seed, nuts, poultry, meat, maize, beef, soybean oil, nuts, sorghum, goat meat, wine, grapes, bananas, avocados, fruit juices. These are all of the products that South Africa produces, and produces them in abundance, which is why then we say South Africa could actually benefit more within BRICS. And perhaps maybe people may wonder to say, why am I talking about South Africa benefiting more within the BRICS trade? What exactly is happening today? Today, BRICS is a small share of the South African agricultural exports. In the $13.2 billion of agricultural exports of South Africa in 2023, for example, roughly BRICS countries there make up about 8% of that. Now, if you want to see how small that is almost equal to what the UK is in the South African export basket, because the UK is somewhere around about 7%. So you can't have these big markets really taking the same share as the single country, the UK, which is why I think the story of deepening agricultural trade within the BRICS countries is quite important. And I think it's quite important for South Africa in consideration of the journey that we are having, but also in consideration that in the markets that we already have greater dominance in, there may be smaller room for further growth. I mean, consider the African continent. The African continent makes up about 40% of our agriculture exports, roughly. And then about 19%, it's the EU. And then you have selected Middle East and Asian countries making up something around about 25%, and the rest of the world and the Americas taking the remaining share. Now, in the EU, there are already challenges of protectionism. We see them with the case of citrus in South Africa, where citrus industry faces a range of barriers there, although the authorities, both from South Africa and in the EU, continue to work to ensure that they resolve those. Within the African continent as well, if you consider some of the latest matters related to the SACU countries, where the likes of Botswana and Namibia, they target certain vegetables and citrus in South Africa and say they're blocking those. Those are all just the minor things, but will show that there may be smaller room for further expansion in these regions. But what we need to work on doing is to say, how do we retain the relationship and the market access that we have there? And not to say we will suddenly now replace the EU and the continent with BRICS, because that won't happen. But we have to try to just to say, okay, let's retain that access. Let's resolve whatever ambiguities and the challenges that we have in SACU, we have with their friends in the EU, so that that relationship continues. But as that happens, and as the volume of South African agricultural products increases, we begin then to pay attention to the other markets as well, to say, okay, can we widen our basket of markets that we can send products to? And of course, figure out what reciprocity engagements that will be had on that. These are all things that I think South Africa should have in mind. And these are all things that in October, as the BRICS countries head to Kazan for the conversation, the South African authorities should take this message at hand and literally go and lobby for greater access in that market, because we need to see a better access. And I think the key thing, target on lowering export tariffs in agricultural products, but also target on saying let's resolve any non-tariff barriers, phytosanitary challenges that are there. And I think the key takeaway that will be important for me is if the politician can leave having directed the various departments of agriculture and trade to look into this aspect and try to come up with a solution to resolve this so that BRICS agricultural trade could be much more ambitious than what we currently have at this point, because I do think that there is room for integration, because the number of these countries, they do import, particularly China, India. And I think it's only fair if we begin then to say, let's promote intra-BRICS trade. This market begins to be even much bigger if you consider the new BRICS countries. Think about Saudi Arabia. They spend $20 billion on agricultural imports each year, roughly. And then you have the likes of Egypt, you have the likes of the UAE and many others that have joined the grouping. And these two, they are major agricultural importers, which means then the other BRICS countries that do have the volume should perhaps maybe figure out a way of saying, how do we benefit on expanding our agricultural trade within this grouping and really bring the ambition, the economic ambition and trade within the BRICS grouping. That's the message I would like to see coming up. That's the message I think authorities from various countries, not just us in South Africa, should take forward as they go to that summit. With that, folks, let me end it there. I thought it's important that right after the China conversation, we begin to have a broader high-level conversation about agriculture within the BRICS countries, because I think for the long-term benefits, there is value to be had here, although in the near term, there's not been a great benefit for agricultural trade from a South Africa side within the BRICS countries. You can read more about some of the things that we write on my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast. And also follow me on socials, Wandi Lesihlobo. Follow us as Mkokeli Podcast also on socials. And as always, I'm an agricultural economist sitting here in Pretoria and recording this podcast. Thanks for listening.